it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
New polling is out proving that the Republican Party is maybe more popular right now than it has ever been this century. And as I'll talk about, this is pretty much due to Donald Trump. It is impossible to look at the numbers I'm about to show you and not think that Trump had the biggest comeback ever. It's been said a lot. The biggest political comeback in history. It's fun to say, I think it's true, but when you look at the numbers, it is undeniable. I shared some very positive approval rating polling for Trump a few weeks ago, and when I tell you that his popularity has almost doubled since then, I am not joking, guys. So without further ado, let's look at the polls that just came out. So you can see here, this is from Rasmussen Poll. Rasmussen Poll is more right-wing, for those of you who didn't know, but they're actually pretty accurate. They're really close to accurate in the election results. So I tend to trust them. Maybe there's a 1% to 2% bias towards Republicans. In any case, you could see here that Trump's job approval is 54% approve, 40% disapproval. Just for some perspective, Joe Biden is sitting at, well, he's not in anymore, but he was, when he left office, he was sitting at about 36%. Donald Trump is 18% higher than that. And if you look at Donald Trump actually did crater around 36% at one point as well. Even according to Rasmussen, he was close to that level. So again, not comparing left-wing polls to right-wing polls. I'm just saying all the right-wing polls, even then, Donald Trump has come huge waves since then. I'll talk about why in 1 second. I want to show you the next poll. This is another President Trump job approval. This one's from Reuters, who's historically a little bit more left-wing. You can see here that his approval rating is still 47%, which is very high. It's a net 6%. And at the bottom, you have to look at this. This, according to Reuters poll, is the highest net approval ever. It has never been higher for President Trump. The only other time it met this was in April of 2017 when he started the first time. So he's tied it for the best it's ever been, which I think says a lot about his transition. Again, I'll talk about it in a second. You have to look at this third one, though. This is according to insider polling. What is your opinion of the job performance of Donald Trump as he starts his new term as President of the United States? 56% approval. And insider polling is far from a far right-wing poll. Like, this is a very down-the-middle poll, and yet he has a net 17% approval, only 39% disapprove, and those are all just Democrats who would never approve anyway. So what does this all mean? I've showed you a lot of numbers. What does it mean? It means that people support the Trump transition big time because Trump hasn't done a lot as president yet. These polls, just to be clear, weren't out by the time he was signing all these executive orders. I bet they'd be higher now because who doesn't want the Gulf of America and who doesn't want it to be, you know, we already know this, but who doesn't want it to be mandated by the government that men are men, women are women? That just seems like a pretty logical thing. I'm sure the approval has gone up since then. But again, this was polling of the day of his inauguration. So this is just meaning that people support the Trump transition big time. It means that his approval rating is higher than the amount of people who voted for him. And that's really fascinating to me because essentially what it means, right, is if the election had been delayed, if we had heard, if Trump had come out and said, this is what the transition is going to look like, we're going to have Tulsi Gabbard as the director of national intelligence, RFK Jr. is going to do health. If he had come out with all of that, because he didn't have all of that out before when he was running, that came out when he won. It basically means that if he had come out with that beforehand and we had let this election run until January, it means that most likely many Kamala Harris voters would have switched to vote for Donald Trump. And the reason why that is so crazy is because Trump already won. And so we look at it, he won the popular vote. He might have won the popular vote by 4 or 5% if the election had been held today instead of November 6th or whatever day it was. And so again, the other reason why this is so crazy for Donald Trump specifically is because Donald Trump is not a normal politician. Trump has history. We've seen Trump for 8 years now. So again, because we looked at that one poll that said it was maybe about the same as April, his first year. That's kind of normal. People think, oh, they might be a change agent. They don't really know, but we know who Trump is. And so his approval rating, as I talked about, it's been almost 20% lower at times than it is right now. And almost never in history does a president gain 20% popularity while not in office. Just think about that for a second. Trump, he leaves office. If you look at the polling, he was sitting around 40%. Right now, he's sitting around 50% if you average out those polls. If you want to look at Rasmussen, that's a little more accurate. It's more like 52 to 54%. He has gained at least 12, if not 20 points of popularity without being in office. And so again, I have to ask myself, what happened? What is happening with this? And this is where the news gets really good. I think this is better than just Donald Trump's approval rating is high. What happened is that the media oligarchs who teamed up with Big Pharma and Big Tech got completely smashed in the last 4 years. Ironically, even though there was a Democrat in the White House, because what happened was they pushed too far. Americans woke up over the last 4 years and there was a reckoning, a massive reckoning. It doesn't always happen. And that's the unfortunate truth. And I've talked about it on the show before. Many times in history, Americans don't get it. They don't wake up. They don't see all the stuff happening in the background. And they do get seriously duped because the reality is a lot of people aren't looking at politics every day. And that's honestly a good thing, but it's not good when you get duped. So I wasn't as optimistic that America would have the revelation that they've had over the last 4 years, but they did. And here we are today. And that's why Donald Trump has skyrocketed. An awesome transition and a massive overreach of the Democrat Party, which ultimately caused an awakening for Republicans and for normal people as well to start voting for Republicans. So this marks an absolute rejection of the progressive craziness the Democrats have been trying to sell. I'll talk about how Gen Z factors into all of this in just 1 second. But guys, this tax season, I'm partnering with Quick Tax America, which does all federal returns for only $69. And they hate the IRS as much as you do, so you get your best return. What's more, they do all the work. You probably heard of these services. You spend 4 hours of your own time doing your taxes, and then you have to spend $200. That's not how Quick Tax America works. Instead, again, it's only $69, no matter how complicated your taxes are. You simply upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and then you schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with the tax professional. They do all the rest. There's no fees. There's no extra crap. It's only $69 for your federal return. So go check them out. Don't partner with woke companies that hate your guts. Partner with a patriotic company, again, that hates the IRS as much as you do. So they're going to give you the best return. You can check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get your tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. Gen Z, my generation, guys, was said to be a huge Democrat stronghold, but that is not the case when you look at these numbers that just came out after Trump's inauguration. These numbers are crazy. This polling is nuts. Here they are. I'm just going to put them up on the screen so you can see them. There's two of them. This is from Morning Consult. It says, percent of Gen Zers who identify as political liberals. January 2021, when Biden was put in, 41% of Gen Zers said they were liberals. Today, with Trump in, 27%. It went down by 14%. Then on the flip side, percent of Gen Zers who identify as politically conservative. In, when Biden was put in, 16%. Really bad. Today, it is up to 24%. So conservatives went up 8%, liberals lost 14%. I'll talk about that in a sec. I want to show you the next one, though. This is really interesting as well. This is from YouGov. This is President Trump's favorability rating among ages 18 to 29, so Gen Zers essentially. January 2017, this was when Trump was put in the first time. He had an net unfavorability of negative 27%. So 30% favorable, if you're listening and you can't see this. 57 did not like him. It's 30% favorability is bad. It's not good. Today, so that's the beginning of his first presidency. Now we look at the beginning of his second presidency. He has a net favorability of 11%. Or in other words, his favorability is 53% to 42% unfavorability. Guys, let's just do some quick math. That's 38% swing. What? 38%? Where does that happen? That is so big. That is insanity. And here's the deal. The fight is certainly not over. I'm never the kind of guy who's going to say we won, it's over. But conservatives and Republicans, and Donald Trump specifically, they have to take a victory lap for just 1 second. That is such a remarkable swing. To have that big of a swing over the course of just 8 years is simply mind-boggling to me. And let me just tell you, as someone who's Gen Z, I am seeing it firsthand. I'm seeing it in the comments when I talk to people. I'm seeing it while I'm going to college, I'm seeing people in the university turn more and more conservative and seeing the BS policy that Joe Biden, because here's the thing, guys, right? If you look at my age group, the first time I became really politically active was when Donald Trump was first president. And I saw that, and then we saw Biden, and now we're seeing Trump again. So just from the point of view of Gen Z, all we've seen ever was Trump, Biden, Trump, for the most part. Some of us can remember Obama, but we didn't really know that stuff. And so it's a very interesting case study for politics, where in our minds, we just see the juxtaposition of Trump versus Biden. And for Gen Z, that juxtaposition, as much as people try to say that Gen Z is super woke, as much as they might get influenced by TikTok and other bad social media sites that turn them more leftist, you can't deny the juxtaposition of Trump versus Biden. You just can't, because you look at it and it's like, how dumb can you be to enjoy Biden more than Trump? So in any point, it's clear from the first poll that although more of Gen Z are becoming conservative as well, many are becoming independent. Because if you look at that first poll, you see that only 27% today identifies liberals and 24% as conservatives. So that leaves about 50%. So that's a huge independent middle. And that's frankly good news as well, because true independents cannot look at the Democrat Party today and align with them. That's what I'm hearing from all my friends. They're more independent, but they look at Democrats and they just think, I'm sorry, I can't believe in abortion in the 9th month. I can't believe in transgender ideology. It's just crazy. And so they see through the craziness. And so long as the Republicans keep being inclusive, they're broadening their coalition, their lead in future elections is only going to soar. Right now, guys, I am running the best deal I've ever run on my new book. It's called A New Cult. It's up on the bookshelf right there. It's on Amazon, only $9.99. You can get it. The link is in the description below. I know you'll enjoy reading it. I enjoyed writing it. Again, $9.99. Also, if you have a Kindle subscription, it's free to you, so you might as well go check it out. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.